All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
Welcome, everybody, to the beautiful, wonderful Alibaba Resort and Casino. We're here in Las Vegas, Nevada at the SEMA show. Listen, so this is a dope one.
This is a special one.
It's going to be quick, but we're going to try to take you through some of our new product because we know probably by now this is what you want to see.
Ooh.
Now, it's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
This is real. It's coming to you live. This is Wednesday.
It feels like I don't know what day it is, though.
Yeah, so, you know, first day has already been accomplished.
Yes.
Right?
Exciting.
Some people are happy. Some people are hungover. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah,
you know?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Hopefully, unless you get something else that comes with you on the plane.
COVID.
Or I was thinking something else, but that's okay. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But look, so there's some exciting things. And if you've been following our social media, especially as of this morning, you started to see us hint at some of the product that's out.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, the cars are here. We got some dope vehicles. Civic Type R from Ali Arsham from Go-Go Racing, Gear Racing. They do USTCC, so it's a real race car, real road race car, and they're a really competitive team. We got Nick Novak's E46
here, yep.
Super dope.
You got those 1812s on, by the way, the heliograms on that car.
Yeah, looking proper, right?
Yeah, you're definitely going to... You're going to love the car. Well, you're going to see it right now because there's going to be B-roll.
Yeah, there's going to be some B-roll. So, and then we also have Chris from BS Rebuild. He has his R69.
That car is crazy. The amount of attraction that this car is getting, because if you know, you know. It's a R35 chassis with an R34 body over it.
Yeah.
It's an insane car.
Yeah.
Just to build it on its own right, it's insane to even think about. So the fact that he did it and it's accomplished and it's in our booth right now.
Yeah.
People are like, what is going on with this car right now? It's to the left.
So what always gets me with something like this is, and Chris is kind of known for, I think, some more controversial...
A word I would use is obscure. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I don't know that I said controversial right. In fact, I'm still not able to say it. But what I'm thinking here is that, look, when it comes down to Chris's builds, he's not aiming for a purist car. He's not aiming for a concourse d'elegance car.
Okay.
He's making, you know, these things that we imagine in our heads, right? Almost like a monster garage meets you know, our, you know, sport compact tuning segment.
Yeah.
Right? And so, look, no one in their mind has ever not thought about taking an R34 and putting a VR38 DT, you know, twin turbo engine into it. So,
look, and I got love
cool
for every car enthusiast.
Absolutely.
There's purists out there that, you know, at the end of the day, a car guy is a car guy. You imagine it, you make it, why not? That's what Chris does, and I love it.
And my, you know, look, and just to say something about this car real quick, it's not meant to be the purest car. So the people that get super hooked on it should be this or it should be that.
Yeah.
I will say there's been nothing but love for it here
at the show.
And it's incredible how much that car is actually its own celebrity.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
People pick it out of a lineup. It doesn't have any decals on it.
Yep.
It doesn't have, you know, you have to look at it for a second, but then you're like, oh, I see the left-hand drive, you know, configuration. And so it's interesting to see. Let's talk about some wheels.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So, look, for this year, we're going to be launching one new Flowform wheel, Ultra Gram.
Now, the reason why we made it the Ultra Gram
is he's going to give you an explanation.
It's a 7-spoke wheel.
Right.
And it's reminiscent of our discontinued wheel, the Ultraform.
Right.
Beautiful wheel. I'm loving every second of it. And it's just one of those, like, you know that word, like, you know how you say simple, but clean? That's what that wheel is.
And I prefer banging.
I hope you guys love it as much
banging.
As I do.
Listen, I'm biased because I designed the wheel, right? But, like, but I will say this.
Yeah.
I love cars.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
And being super... you know, in tune with, you know, motorsports and kind of that, you know, tuning-inspired movement there.
Absolutely.
A lot of the stuff you see is kind of the stuff that I would want to run in my car. And,
yes.
And you know, not always. I mean, there's plenty of product that we've talked about this that you have to design for people of all walks of life and flavors, right?
Yep, yep.
But this wheel is 7-spoke.
Yep.
And it has a lot of detail.
Yes.
I would say this wheel may have the most amount of detail that we've ever put into a flowform wheel.
Now,
what I mean by that is that it has a tremendous amount of cuts and radiuses and slope and design and all that to help rigidity on certain levels, remove weight on certain levels, but also really gives you almost like a melty kind of look. Like
yep.
we were trying to make it so that it was like it looks soft, but it still was like very precise. It's hard to explain, but you know, I'm sure by now there's maybe some B-roll running through this area. Finishes, we know.
Yeah.
At this stage,
yeah.
the one you'll see two B profiles probably in this B-roll.
Yep.
One of them looks a little bit silvery, a little too silvery. And that's something that happens at the show.
Yes.
Sometimes we bring in samples for finishes and we're like, we thought it would look dope. And we're like, not what we were going for.
Well, and that's the cool thing about this show is you get that exclusivity while we're trying Woo! To determine that. You know what I mean? So
I feel like we need like a... You know?
But so we're making some sizes in this. We're looking at about some 15, 17, and 18-inch fitments that we're going to have
diameters.
This available.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come in 4-lug, 5-lug patterns. And
some of the stuff. I would imagine you're going to see 4 and 5-lug
yep.
In 15 and maybe 17-inch.
Yep.
And then you're going to be seeing, you know, similar things. I think what we're probably going to do, and when I say probably, it means that we have the flexibility to kind of add and change things
That's
as we
right.
go. But right now, my intention is that we're going to do probably 15, 7.5, 15.8, possibly a 15.9. Then we're going to probably get into 17-inch, and we're going to do a 17.8. 17.9.
Love it.
And then we're going to go a little bit further into the 18-inch. We're going to do 8.5. So
18.5.
Yeah. 18.8.5. 18.9.5. We're going to do possibly an 18.10 and then an 18.10.5. And I don't think we're necessarily going to go into the 11s or the 12s because we have those applications.
That's right.
In both the hypergram and also in the heliogram.
That's right.
So now let's get back to that finish thing I was just speaking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That silver that you're seeing on the B profile, that is going to end up being the same titanium metallic that you see on the heliogram.
Yeah, boy.
And this is and then the other one that you're looking at, which is like almost like a deep bronze, is a brand new finish for us.
Yes, 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 yes.
We wanted something that was gloss, but also bronzy.
I love
We wanted
it.
Something that with the light would not read super bronzy, so you can also have it, you know, in a car where you maybe wanted something a little bit more dark, like a black.
Yep.
So it's a super slick bronze. So we're going to try to do our best to get you some photos in the coming weeks.
You know, and I love that finish just because, like, it, depending on the angle that it's in, it can be bronzish, it could be
black, almost like a black, right?
It could
like
be
a matte
gray.
Black.
It's like,
yeah.
I'm telling you, you guys are going to, once you put that on your car, you guys are going to love it.
Well, and
I'm excited to see it.
It's
on some
funny,
cars,
you know,
man.
In my experience, when you start to see a blend of these different finishes, like when you have a wheel that reads, the light really makes the wheel change a lot. And, and the advantage to that is that you can put a wheel on your car that has so much depth to it that as you park it at a show, as you park it at an event, you know, there's a lot of people walk around your car and they're starting to see, oh, well, that's, you know, it gives your car a little bit more dimension to it. That's,
for
and
sure.
that's, those are some of the finishes I think that have been some of my favorite over the years.
For sure. And by the way, if you look, cause you can get it here. If you want to see some more details on it, KoenigWheels.com/new-4-2023. You can check out all those details. Plus I'll have it on the site as well. There'll be a blog post and all that you guys can get to and see more details on that. But I think it's that time, Scott.
Yeah?
I think it's that time to drop the news that some of you guys already know about.
Yeah, and we've teased you with this for years. Oh, good, the music's starting. It's a funky house we got going on here. So, listen, here's the deal.
I had enough of that last night.
We are. Yeah. Luis entered himself in a dance-off contest with the Brower House.
We went to. We were downstairs of our hotel, and they had like a dancer's night. And they did a little competition, and I lost to a lady that was twerking. Woohoo!
So Luis is like a real legit break dancer for those that don't. Like, legit. Like, if you check out his stuff, like, you'll find, right?
Yeah.
So it's the fact that a professional dancer, because that's really what Luis is on, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Can lose to a girl twerking. It just shows you society. That's where we're at.
Yeah, you know. It's all right. She was cool.
I'll be honest with you. I would have probably picked a girl twerking, too. So listen, here's the deal. We've talked about this for a few years. We've teased it. We put a This is official. It's happening. The forge wheels are dropping. It's here.
Where's Funk Flex? Don't get gas. That's what, no. You know, we need the little horns.
I know. I just did it.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I just did the little thing. Yeah. Look, here's the deal. Forge wheels are dropping. We have two designs that we have here. There will be a third, which is going to – all right. Let's get it. Let's try to get into it.
Okay.
So the first one that we have is the F1M. Mm. It's a mesh wheel. And when I tell you
how much
detail is on this wheel, the amount of cuts, the shapes that those cuts and radiuses take, it may look at first appearance like as a very clean, simple, really beautifully designed mesh wheel. I'm telling you, when you see this thing in person and you're able to put your finger on the inner radiuses that are on the spoke windows and stuff like that, you'll see how much care and effort has been taken to trim out weight but also improve maximum rigidity.
And the thing I like about this wheel is what you did is you really paid attention to a car enthusiast and what they look for. And I think you did that with this one, man. I'm really, like, you know, and I say that because Scott is the mastermind behind these wheels when it comes to these designs.
I mean, yeah, and I think mean, he does a good, be,
no, but you did a good job, man. You did a great job and kind of putting it to where you can't go wrong with that wheel, man. Yeah. You can't. It's a classy wheel. It's a good looking wheel. And you're going to be able to customize these things, which is even crazier.
Yeah. We'll touch on that in just in a moment. But
yep.
But the other wheel that we have here is actually an F3S.
That's right.
Naming convention. You're probably wondering why the letters. F obviously standing for forged, the number being design, and then the letter indicates to us what type of design it is, right? So M being for mesh and S being for spoke.
Love it.
So what we're looking at here, the F3S is a split five-spoke design. It's got, again, incredible detail, has a lip on it, mm-hmm. and this is a wheel that obviously, while we're going to figure out exactly what we're going to do here, but it will definitely have options to be able to machine that lip, and the mirror machine finish on it is exquisite.
I love it.
I'm telling you, it's sharp.
It's my favorite one right now.
So let's talk about the initial launch, and let's talk about when it's going to happen, what's going to be available, how the program will exist. Okay. So to start, the program is going to start with a few part numbers in each wheel.
Yep.
That will be kind of our mainstream inspired wheels. Remember, this is our intention with this line was not to go after companies that may be using this stuff in a very style oriented measure for forged stuff.
Yep.
Our intention is completely to be able to find out exactly. Help the enthusiasts.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Sorry, it's very distracting. There's people walking around us. You know, I'm like trying not.
Here,
they
yeah.
like make eye contact with me, like I'm supposed to talk to them. it's so weird. It's like keep walking. But what our job is here is for all of the people that have said to us over the years, whether it be our racers, or people we sponsor, or other people that are on track, and they're. Mm. Like, hey, we run your Flowform wheels. We love the Flowform wheels. We want to be able to go to Forged. What do you have? And to this date, we've said, well, we're not really doing anything in a Koenig line Forged. This is for you. This is for, you know, our race enthusiasts, motorsport enthusiasts, and those that want to take, you know, weekend warrior status
mm-hmm.
or really have something special for the street.
That's right.
And they're ready to do that forged commitment.
Well, and you said that perfectly when you were speaking to someone. This is for those that are ready to graduate, take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that for sure.
And we've talked about this before. You know, if you come to our lives every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, mm-hmm. Which just brought me to another point. We're going to have to make sure that happens. But so if you come to our lives,
don't worry, I got that one. I'll do it.
Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, that we do every Wednesday on Instagram or Facebook, we do open Q&A sessions, and we have for years.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we'll time to time get is, well, which one's better, Forge, Flowform, or Cast, right?
Yeah.
And so,
why do people ask stuff like that?
Well, no, I think
is it a valid question?
No, I do. Yeah, it's a valid question. It's a valid question because I think that if you don't know, like, why am I paying extra money?
True. Okay.
Right?
Okay. Okay.
Like,
okay.
You're
in that sense,
money.
I get that.
And so,
my
what I would say,
guys.
And I have always said the same thing, which is, you need to make sure with SEMA. So I got meetings. I'm trying to make sure I don't blow through this. You need to make sure that you're picking a wheel that's in your budget, but also a wheel that is extremely focused on your use and functionality.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Now, I'm not telling you that if you don't race, you can't buy a forged wheel.
Yep.
I'm just saying that if your budget isn't there, don't feel that you have to.
Absolutely.
You know, every wheel has its place, and so forged wheel is that is for that guy that wants to get, you know, the most amount of strength out of a complete wheel, wheel as a whole. That wants to be able to make sure that they have the strongest, you know, potential.
Yep.
The one that has the lightest potential for that design.
Yep.
And has a little bit more budget to spend.
Sure.
You're typically going to see this, especially in the race community, with people that have pushed the envelope on their program with a lot of different things. There's no doubt that wheels are a wear item.
Yep.
And for people that tell you they're not, they're lying and they don't know what to talk about. Wheels are a wear item, 100%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's going to be a level of use and that's going to contribute to how fast a wheel ages and the way it fatigues.
Yep.
And so that's why we're constantly saying about, you know, routine inspections, you know, especially when you're using them on track in a very harsh situation. And so going to that forged level may give you an advantage with some of that, just reducing maybe some of the fatigue, depending on how you use them. I've seen some wild men destroy forged wheels like they're going out of business.
Yeah.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all situation. But Flowform still offers the best bang for the buck.
Yeah.
It is a wheel that gives you a lot of strength, a lot of rigidity, good low-weight properties, and is extremely cost-affordable.
Which, you know, to reiterate, when I wasn't talking about monetarily, I mean, at the end of the day, if you look at all our wheels, they're all great wheels. They're strong, durable wheels, but each play their functions in different directions depending on where you want to use them. So that's what I meant, you know.
Yeah, and budget, I think, plays into a fair bit of it.
But
for the guys that are ready to make that jump to a forged wheel, we have them. Just so people understand, it's not that we haven't. We've done forged wheels plenty in the past. You know that we build wheels for different brands, do contract manufacturing at some level. This isn't like we didn't just come to. So this is the first time that we felt it was necessary and we were ready to make the move to put it into the Koenig line. Now, when we launch this wheel program, it's going to launch in a way, like I said, that there's going to be specific part numbers that we will stock in specific finishes available to purchase the same way as you would purchase any other wheel.
Yep.
Now, when it comes down to something we will roll in, this will be available around April.
That's right.
April of
2023.
2023.
Yep.
That's when you'll see a lot of this roll in. When we start to move past that, we're going to slowly build in something that will be available where you'll be able to – this is weird. I don't know that this picture needs to be taken exactly at this time. We're going to be able to at some point offer customized fitments, definitely customized offsets and maybe particular widths within a range.
Yep.
And also there is the potential that we're exploring about adding an additional fee to be able to change the concavity or the spoke profile of a given wheel.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that we'll have there that will.
By the way, don't mind us, guys. There's a lot of traffic going on right now, so we're looking around because people are eventually going to start waving us down.
Well, and that's the thing. People are waving in the background and it's weird. but here's one other thing that I want to kind of bring to the table. Let's talk about price point.
Okay.
We're shooting to make these wheels as affordable as possible.
Yeah.
I suspect that you're going to look to see, you know, an 18-inch wheel retail somewhere between $2,200 a set and $2,400 a set.
Yeah.
That's where I think we're going to be. It seems where all the numbers seem to point. I will tell you that for as much time as I put into the forged designs,
We put
an extensive amount of time into the packaging and the experience that you will have when you purchase this
wheel.
Wait
until you see when this thing arrives. It's going to feel like you're getting something from the future, by the way.
Your
boy did a good job. Pat myself on the back.
We really put it. We want you to be able to open this up. You spent this money. We want you to really be able to enjoy the experience that comes with it. So we are working really hard on that, and we're excited to bring it to you.
Absolutely.
Last design, because I know I said it. There was three.
Oh, okay. You're dropping it.
We have done a wheel that will be called the F2S, and that is a similar design to a Hypergram.
Oof.
Now, it's going to have some variation. It has a little bit more
concavity.
They're
not going to get any B-roll of this one, right?
They're not going to get any B-roll of this.
But I've seen this one.
This is the wheel that you've seen me tease time and time again where I said, oh, I have this first set of forged wheels. I've had a set on my car for a while now.
It looks so good.
And, you know, if you check out my Instagram, Scott_Koenig.
There you go.
You will see a picture that I'm going to put up today
of
my car on them. Again, not a great picture. I'm not a photographer, but it's on there. So you can see that they're real. They're on there. These are wheels that have O-ring caps. There's no screw-on caps. These are wheels that have some really nice accessories. I'm extremely proud to bring you this product.
I am too.
And I know that you guys have waited for quite a while to see it, and I'm really excited to bring it to you. So recapping, three new forged wheels that designs that will drop and should be start to be available for purchase.
Yep.
In April of 2023. Mm-hmm. Additionally to that, a new flow form wheel called the Ultragram, 7-spoke design, super sleek, super sexy, has a lot of movement to it. Also has a lot of depth to the amount of detail that it has. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, I think we're going to be looking at that in that new specialized bronze as well as doing it in a titanium metallic.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's it, man. Like, we're going to have some more stuff coming throughout the week, so make sure you stay tuned to our Instagram and our stories.
Yep.
If you want to see anything else, feel free to, you know, let us know. But share some of this stuff out.
And by the way, if you're watching this,
If
you're watching this and you're at SEMA, come say what's up. We're in South Hall Lower.
Do me a favor.
44063 is our booth number.
Yeah.
Come give me a high five. I'll sign your helmet. I don't care.
Nobody. Do me a favor.
Yes.
Run and go get one of those shirts.
Oh.
Okay. I want to do something. So listen, here's something else that we did. This is our 40th anniversary this year. So we actually were founded in 1882, and it was started around SEMA. And so with that said, we have a quick little commemorative shirt here.
Check it out.
Yeah.
40 years in the game, boy. Oh, snap.
What is this, a baby tee?
I know. It's a little one.
A little guy.
This is for, you know, for me, you know.
So established 1982. We got the little thing on there. And so we're going to have some of these available for purchase on our store probably sometime next week. So if you're into it, let us know. If not...
Can I do something very cool?
What do you want to do?
I'm going to do something very cool here.
Yeah.
If you could tell me... If the first person to comment tells me what is Scott's well-known phrase that he always says... The first comment I see that has this on our comments, I'm going to give you a T. All right? So
pretty
first
dope.
Person who does that, and I'll write to you, give me your address, all that stuff, and I'll send it out to you.
Yeah. So pretty pumped. thanks for hanging out with us.
Thank you, guys.
We hope that you enjoyed this. And don't forget to follow along to our SEMA content. We're going to have a lot more that's going to be going live and kind of coming to you on Instagram and Facebook as we go. If you're not subscribed yet, make sure you get subscribed because all the giveaways that we're going to be doing so far, we've done 5 this year. They come through YouTube channel. Thanks for hanging out with us. We will catch you on the next one.
Let's go to Buca de Pepo.
What?